You see this blinking light above my head?
Yes.
It's in the video. Do you see it?
I do.
I can't get to not blink. I've put a memory card in that camera. It's not like physically on the wall. It's on the camera. Like you guys can't see it, but the people that are watching our live stream can see it. Do you see it in the camera?
No, no, I see it on the
It's on the screen. I can't get it to stop. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our live stream of Compliance Live. I'm Amanda Hosenfeld. With me again is Jenny Franz. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, hey.
We're excited to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
And for those of you that are expecting to see Kaylin and Michelle back, they had some unexpected things come up, so they're unable to join us. But we are more than happy to welcome Kate Smith. Kate, hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Yay.
Yay.
I'm so happy she's here.
No, you are a new face to the podcast, obviously, but you're a new face to Compliance Line. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do here?
Yeah, so this is week number two.
Congratulations, you made it.
Yes, we totally sucked her in. Week number two already.
Right? Yeah, yeah. But it's been a really exciting week and a half. And I'm the digital marketing manager here. I don't know what that means yet.
But being on the podcast, this is a good start for you, right? Is, being on the live stream.
Well, I didn't know it was a live stream. You told me there was White Claw and I kind of just showed up. So this is a big surprise, but you know, I'm down for anything. So here I am.
Got her.
Yeah, so just for the record, we are not sponsored by White Claw, but White Claw, again, for the third month in a row, if you're watching, we would love to have you sponsor us.
Hashtag White Claw.
So before we get started, cheers, ladies.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers. For my HR-mindedness, you have an Uber coming.
Absolutely.
And you have an Uber coming.
I do.
And I have an Uber coming, and they are going to be here at
5:05.
Yep. So we have an hour to entertain you.
Yes, yes.
So before we do officially get started, Mark from Accounting would like everybody to know that this podcast / live stream today is sponsored by Compliance Line. So thank you to Compliance Line for offering this space for valuable compliance and ethics related content.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
And also, on a serious note, before we get started, our sincere Compliance Line, some sincere condolences go out to the family of our data analyst, Lori Quiverin. Her mother passed away this week, Vi Lindsay. She was in her late 90s, and they were very close, and we want to publicly express our condolences. So, Lori, if you're listening later or watching now, our thoughts are with you.
Yes.
And we have a great announcement to make.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Are you so excited for this?
Need a drink real quick. Wait,
drink for fortification.
I have no idea what's coming.
All right. Okay. Compliance Line, for the first time ever, has made Inc. Magazine's Inc. 5000 list.
Yeah!
Woo! Y'all are absolutely cleaning that up.
That was a huge surprise. So glad I had that.
And not only that, we are in the top 1,000.
Yeah, we aren't even in like the 4090s.
No.
We are number 989.
Yep.
So we broke the top 1,000. Some other benchmarks. There were only 42 other companies in Charlotte to get this honor. So we are very excited.
My OCD is kicking in.
Congratulations to Compliance Line.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, congratulations to the whole Compliance Line family.
I worked really hard for this
in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so just throwing that out there.
We, Gio and Nick always say that it's a for our people, and we're a very service-minded company, and so this is a huge honor to be included in with a lot of businesses. So
it is. It's amazing.
So
hard work starting to come fruition.
Yeah. We're very excited. So we were in the Charlotte Business Journal's Fast 50 in December of last year, and then Inc. 5000's list this year. So
we big time.
Yeah.
We big time. That's awesome.
All right. So I'm kind of imagining in my head for this live stream that I've got like old 70s game show music in my head. So I was like, you know, that one. Yeah. All right. Because we are going to play a game today, and Scout's honor, you guys have not seen
she wouldn't
what
I
is
tried,
on the notes. Yeah. So she did. You came over to my desk and you're like, can we have a cheat sheet?
And I'm like, do we have the answers?
I don't need the answers. I'm gonna win. So
oh
gauntlet.
Yikes.
So right. So it begins.
You are terrifying. So we're going to play a game called Real or Real, and we have to credit Michelle Zahowski for this. She was like, let's play a game on our next live screen. Not a scream.
No. But I mean, we could.
I have had one sip of this.
Let's give another shout out to Uber. Thank you for existing.
So the game is this. I'm going to read a scenario. You can see there's tons of them. I'm going to read a scenario that either came into our call center hotline floor or did your watch beep?
Siri was wondering what was being said.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
So that either came into our call center floor or we pulled from the news about like lawsuits and settlements or that we grabbed from a movie or television show. So you ladies have to guess whether it is real, a real situation, or if it came from a movie or TV show.
So
the answer is always going to be real.
Real.
Yeah. You're always going to be right.
Can't get it wrong. Real or real.
I mean, if you want to make the sound effect noises, I'm like, more power to you.
Well, they always say life is stranger than fiction sometimes.
Doing these cards, that's accurate.
I can't wait. Let's do this.
Why do you think this is important, as is an important activity for us to do?
I think it's important for us to kind of understand, you know, as I was kind of kidding, but it's like sometimes life, you know, you think, oh, you know, that can't be real. That can't happen. That's mm-hmm. not going to happen in the workplace. Who would do that? And it's like, no, it's against compliance regulations. You really can't do that. Big kind of movie, and you might be pulling from some of this, that first comes to mind is Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't actually have any from Wolf of Wall Street on here.
But that's one where I'm sure a compliance officer is sitting there going,
Yeah.
And a lot of the regulations that we do have in play kind of now came probably from some of those scenarios.
Yeah. So I think to make it to be really clear, some of the things that are on these cards are not illegal. Like, we're not going to put those in a box like that. They're just against compliance or against company policy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, gossiping at the water cooler is not illegal, but it may be against company policy. Oh, I know, right? Because this room would be.
It's literally how I spent the last week and a half. Right. So now what am I going to do?
Right. Well, it's against policy. Let me give you our hotline. Okay. So here's your first one. There is a report of an employee stealing valuable company information to sell to competitors. Real or real? A report of an employee stealing valuable company information to sell to competitors.
I'm thinking.
I'm going R-E-A-L.
I'm thinking real.
Like real life?
Yeah,
like real life.
True story.
Yeah, true story. Because I could totally see somebody doing that.
I actually pulled this from Jurassic Park.
Did you?
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Because the guy stole the dinosaur DNA vials and put them in the Barbasol can to sell to competitors.
I think I was like behind the couch that entire movie. Mm. So I don't know if I watched a lot of it.
Mm. I'm sure that's probably.
Yeah, it's absolutely happened. Like, we absolutely have gotten.
I mean, there's an insider trading regulation for a reason.
That's true. I mean, like, our company has like a company secrets, it's not labeled the company secrets policy, but like,
it's
frowned upon to take things that you work that you do and gain while you're in a company and give it. So that may have been illegal, but, you know, with the dino DNA, but, you know.
Okay, fine. You got
fine,
us.
Fine, you get it. Okay.
Got us.
All right, next one.
We're warming up.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
There we go.
Get warmed up here a little bit.
A report of a home health nurse in a sexual relationship with their patient who has dementia.
OMG. I don't want to say it, but I have a feeling it's probably real.
Like real life,
like real? Real life,
I'm going to go real.
Like movie real.
Yeah.
Real life real.
Oh, God, I knew you got these answers.
I did.
No, that one. I actually took that call.
Did you really?
Yeah, really took that call.
That is.
Yeah. When I was writing out the card, I was like, "This is. I mean, is there a movie that also has this type of thing in it?" I mean, there may be. I don't know.
Again,
but it's...
there's an example of real life being worse than fiction.
Yep, you're right. Mm. Yeah. Okay, who's winning?
Me.
You.
Really? Giving you a false sense of confidence.
I'm not keeping count or anything.
No. All right. Reports of a supervisor opening and partaking in gifts of alcohol and a gift more than $25 or bribery. Real or real?
Were you guys?
Real. Want me to read it again?
I'm going movie again.
You're going movie.
I'm going real. Am I doing that right? I'm screwing.
I don't know. That Jenny's rules. I don't know.
Her shoulders go up when she does it.
It's like a cat's back. I'm thinking you're not doing like one, the other one, the other. So I'm going to go real life.
Real life. This happened in an episode of Parks and Recreation.
Oh, good Lord. Did you not mix those cards up?
I did. Did
somebody bribe
I've been
Sebastian?
Pulling from the, I've been pulling from the middle. This happened when Leslie Knope drank. She wanted to be in the boys club. And so she opened the basket with a bottle of wine in it. Boom. And she was in trouble for bribery because that basket of wine was over $25.
Gotta watch out for this because a lot of folks don't realize that because sometimes, like, you know, in being in sales and whatnot, it's like you kind of want to, like, you want to give incentives. You want to kind of, like, show your appreciation, right, for your customers. And it's not like you're trying to bribe them. It's, like, truly from the heart that you want to. But we understand and we have had, like, actually a lot of clients that are like, I appreciate that, but, you know, I can't accept it, you know? So it's like, and I totally get it. But
how much was this candy? $19.99.
You're under 25.
We actually did a show on this. We did a show last holiday season on a very compliant Christmas, which was about gift giving in the workplace and what was appropriate and what was not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And it essentially came down to the company. You write your own policy, but generally it's if there's anything of a significant monetary amount, then you shouldn't accept it.
I dealt with a very, very large retail store in my other life before Compliance Lion. It was not my best life. My best life is right now. But but you couldn't. They had a policy. We couldn't even buy them lunch if we were doing a sales meeting. They had to pay for their own lunch. That's how like strict they were about that, and very conscious about how that could potentially sway decisions.
So even though this did come from an episode of Parks and Rec, I have seen clients and I train our people on clients that have specific directives about gift giving, and they call specifically to ask, can I accept this greeting card? Can I, is it appropriate to take this $5 Starbucks card?
I got some jelly. Can I have some jelly? Is jelly okay?
And people actually, they do because they're concerned about it and a couple of them are like government contractor companies.
Could you imagine like losing your job over a jar of jelly?
Or how did you land in jail? Well, it was a bag of popcorn and it was delicious.
I can't help myself. It was cheddar.
Now, if it makes you guys feel any better, I'm going to make all gifts for everyone. They pretty much have a zero value when I'm done.
Okay.
We've spoke a little bit about my Pinterest ability. So don't you worry. We're all flying under the radar.
So she's already setting the bar that we're going to have to give her a gift this year.
On record now. Right. All right. A report of improper conflict of interest relationship between a small business owner and a big box store retailer.
Ooh, hey, there you go.
Real or real?
Say that one more time for me.
Yeah. A report of an improper conflict of interest relationship between a small business owner and a big box store retailer.
So I'm going real on this, and I'm actually going to try to guess the show. Well, I was until it just went out of my head. Maybe I'll get it while she thinks this over for 20 minutes.
You just got called out.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
This better not affect my Christmas gift.
No.
You're getting a handmade oven mitt.
Yes.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
My dream.
Real.
I don't know which one that is. Tell me which one that is.
EEL.
EEL. Correct. This is the plot of You've Got Mail.
Oh, that wasn't what... No, that was totally what I was thinking.
Was it?
No,
the one that you...
Not at all. Went,
just gave yourself away. Totally could have been. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking.
I know. I was going to go with it, but it would be unethical to lie.
It's true. It's against our...
We don't handle Liar Liar's Pants on Fire very
I don't need to be
here.
The next card in the next podcast.
Exactly. So there's a report of a disoriented patient escaping a room, exiting a fire door with a broken alarm to a roof, and falling to his death. Real or real?
This is like the worst movie ever. I'm going with real life.
Real life?
But that's horrible.
It makes me like kind of like the dementia patient one. Kind of makes me ill to my stomach, but real life.
Real life. This was one of like 17 compliance violations, huge compliance violations found in, I think, California that had like large settlements come off of it.
Yikes.
This was a real, the patient got escaped from his room, got out of a fire door on the roof that the alarm had not been working properly, and he fell to his death.
That is awful. I hope they had the book thrown at them.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Some of these I wrote down, like the monetary fine that they got, but I didn't on that one. So it's a Googleable. All right. Reports of an employee offering sexual favors for vendor discounts. Long pauses doesn't do our.
I know. God, you're making me think.
I'm going. Wait.
Real. As in EEL.
EEL. Okay. The real. So, it is an episode of The Office.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, where Meredith was offering discounts.
Oh, good old Meredith.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, I do have like an asterisk note on this. We have had cases of. Reports of it wasn't sexual favors but vendor perks.
Oh yeah.
So we you know, we'll put this medicine on the rotation exchange for
I mean like not what, like maybe 10-15 years ago, like I think like the physician I went to at that time actually had some, he was involved in something like that because you know they have the pharmaceutical reps that go in. And he was like a part of, you know, this where he was getting side money.
Yeah, it was like kickbacks almost.
Yeah, kickbacks.
That's the word we're looking for.
Yep, kickbacks, exactly. It was getting kickbacks for, you know, putting on everybody on this prescription.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And a lot of the reports that we get in are there was no medical need for them to be on that medicine at all. It was just that doctor was just billing for it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you may have one of the symptoms that this could potentially help you with. So maybe you just should try this.
Yeah, that just kills, you know, then you hear a story like that. And then every time you go to the doctor and they're like, you're needing, you're like,
are you sure I need?
Yeah.
Do I really need?
My trust is kind of shot at this point.
Yeah. Tell me what other medicines are there and why are you recommending this one?
Why are you wearing their hat? And why does your car say that name? To,
and like, why are all
your keychain? Why are the pens for that company? Because, you know, all the pens, the big thing.
Yeah, but this goes back to one of these ones we talked about earlier because a pen, because a pen is such a small monetary value, those are things that would be like appropriate gifts and would not be considered bribery.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy, I say.
Unethical people. Now, when I kept this in mind when I was finding these cards and getting the stories from the actual reps on the floor, because we put out a call to our floor, and it was like, hey, guys, have you ever had something that you think that would be in a movie? Let me know the story so we could do it in this game. And a lot of them were like, well, what – do you want things that are criminal? And I just got done with a new hire class. And one of the things that I always tell that new hire class is compliance just means the rules. And when somebody breaks the rules, it doesn't matter if that rule is illegal or not, it's a compliance violation.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of think about what we said earlier, that these aren't like necessarily illegal activities, but just unethical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, report of a chef live streaming his cooking against company policy. report of a chef live streaming his cooking, which is against company policy.
Real life.
Real life, Jenny?
I'm in real life.
I'm trying to think of, like, when she does this, I'm trying to quickly think of movies.
Yeah.
Like going through my Rolodex, because you know
watch
I'm old
cooking
school.
Movies, so I'm like,
I'm thinking real.
You think real life
as well? Yeah, I think real life as well.
So this is an incident that happened in real life.
Okay.
It was also, though, a slightly different, happened on Grey's Anatomy, except it was a doctor who was live streaming his surgeries.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah, actually,
I mean,
if
you spend a lot of time watching Dr. Pimple Popper, I don't know that it's any different.
I was literally just going to mention Dr. Pimple Popper.
I think I'm the only person that won't watch it.
I didn't for the longest time. And then I watched one and I'm like, oh, this is enthralling. I'm going to.
And then I look away.
Caught up on to season 3 and here we are.
You're in season 3. You watched 3 seasons of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes.
How's that storyline progressing?
That's a lot.
Jenny. Well, is it a lymphoma? Is it a cyst? Is it okay? I
feel like after you've seen 1 season of Dr. Pimple Popper, you should probably move on to watching the bot fly videos. Mm. Have you seen those where people got bot fly eggs? Mm. And okay, never mind. All right.
Yeah.
So, report of a pharmacist sharing confidential medical info with a customer about an ex-boyfriend that the customer is now dating.
Oh, I'm thinking real.
Yeah. EEL. EEL. Yeah. So, a movie? Yes.
It's familiar.
It does sound familiar. And that's why I was like,
This is actually real life. And I think it was the boyfriend, was awarded $1.44 million from Walgreens.
Whoa.
Because they had broken the HIPAA.
Yes.
Because the HIPAA laws, you know, you can't just say, oh, yeah, I used to date him. You know, he's gone.
Here's some extra antibiotics.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You might need these. Yeah. You can't do that. Like, that's a violation of HIPAA, but that's a real life incident.
But
one
it does
point.
Sound kind of familiar too. I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to make stuff up here.
Maybe we saw it on the news and we were like,
potentially I read the article. I kind of remember.
I hope I don't know that guy.
Yeah. Right.
That might've been one of the ones that we examined for like horror stories when we did sanction check horror stories. All right, there's a report of a professor being outed in a staff meeting. Report of a professor being outed in a staff meeting.
I'm going to say
real.
E-E-L.
E-E-L.
E-E-L, like a movie. Mm-hmm.
I think I know the movie.
I think movie. I'm not sure of the movie, but I kind of remember.
This is actually a real life report that we got.
Wow.
So it turns out that the story that the agent told me is that the professor was in a staff meeting and all of the staff were talking about like their spouses and they're like, well, you know, you can bring your spouse or your partner. And he had not been.
Wow.
He had not been publicly. Yeah. 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 So that's against, that would be against company policy.
Yeah. But that's just also
tactless,
rude, just, you know, mind your business. Mind your business.
I thought it was that movie In and Out, but now that I'm thinking about it, and that was like an old movie.
Yeah.
But that was like at a graduation ceremony or something. They outed him. Kevin Klein.
Yes, I do remember that one.
It was filmed in the town that I grew up in, Northport, New York. Quick shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out in Northport, New York. All right. Report of blocked fire exits.
That sounds like two.
Yeah, I'm just going to start saying movie.
Yeah. A feature film.
So you think movie too?
Yes.
Yep, that's an episode of The Office.
It was also Lean on Me.
What is Lean on Me?
Denzel Washington. Oh my God, it's a movie from like 1989, maybe. But he takes over an inner city school as a
because
principal.
The gangs
kept trying to get in, so he padlocked all the doors.
Oh.
And then somebody reported him, and then the fire chief came, and
that's a compliance violation.
Yeah, I know. I hate to say that because I cheered for him the whole movie, but not good, Denzel.
Not good.
Too
many lives at stake.
Oh, it wasn't. It was Morgan Freeman. Still doesn't help. I'm positive.
No. Does it have zombies in it?
I'm gonna change. No.
Then I haven't watched it.
I'm gonna have to make you a movie list.
Does it have werewolves in it? I haven't watched
it. Is it Breaking Dawn? Is it vampires? Like,
does it have chainsaw wielding maniacs in it?
Is Twilight in there? Because I'm sure there are plenty of Twilight violations.
Yes. Report of a nurse violating HIPAA against a patient who was suing the nurse's husband. The nurse looked at a patient file and gave info to the husband to use against him in court.
Why does that sound like a movie? God, it's ringing a bell for a movie.
I'm going to say real life because I'm
going to go the opposite. I'm going to say movie.
This one is real life.
Oh, okay.
Real life.
I mean, I haven't really been keeping track, but I'm winning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm winning.
True. You are winning.
Obviously.
You are because true. You have the, you have both of us here. So.
That's true.
Winning.
All right. There was a report of two doctors gossiping about the sexuality of a third doctor and is overheard.
Why am I thinking Grey's Anatomy on this one?
I don't know. Why are you thinking Grey's Anatomy?
Potentially,
on
I think it's Grey's Anatomy.
You think so?
I'm going to take Grey's Anatomy for 10. Amanda.
You didn't form that in the form of a question.
That means I automatically get to go, right? What is Grey's Anatomy?
Actually, it was Nip Tuck.
Okay.
Okay, so when we decided to do it may have been also in Grey's Anatomy.
I still think I should get that. Yeah.
Like, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but no. The list of compliance violations I found in Grey's Anatomy was... Yeah,
well, I'm sure you did in Nip Tuck too, because that was a raunchy show.
So I've been recently watching old episodes of Nip Tuck because I found out it was on Hulu, and I was thinking a couple months ago, I haven't seen Nip Tuck in a while. I'd like to watch that. So I've been watching them all, and everything in that show was a compliance violation.
Oh, 100%.
From the moment the credits roll to the ending credits is a compliance violation.
So with somebody who's new to compliance, right? I'm hearing this and I'm going, am I going to become that guy? Right?
Are you are.
Are you guys that guy that when you're watching something with someone every time, no, you can't do that.
Compliance, nope. Policy. It's against company policy.
Can we just get through the show?
Unless you're that person that just in general is one step away from a HIPAA violation. I'm just kidding.
All right. Reports of surgical implements being left in patients requiring additional surgeries.
Show. Real. Real show. Okay, wait. Let's try this again. Real show.
Real. Okay.
Real life.
This is a trick one because it's real. Also in Nip Tuck, ER, and Grey's Anatomy.
And Scrubs.
And Scrubs. Okay.
OMG.
Scrubs is another one that I think is probably rife it's with like, compliance violations.
And they do them and they're hilarious, but at the same time you're like, ooh, he literally just found out he left his watch in someone.
Well, what's that nurse one? Nurse Jackie. Like, isn't she like a drug addict or something?
Yeah, I think maybe we should steer away from all medical shows.
Yeah. I think that's safe as a compliance officer. Medical shows are like financial related shows because I found like a comprehensive list also of like not only Wolf of Wall Street, but like the Wall Street movie from the 80s with who's in that, Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
So that was a heavily.
It's nice to know you watched movies in the 80s because everyone I've said.
No, yes. I mean,
the trade list.
There's a. No, I didn't watch Wall Street. It was just on a list. All of the good. Slasher movies are in the 80s.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, report of bullying towards an intern that could be described as hazing.
Wow, that has to be a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie, film. A show, and real life. Can it be all of
all
them?
All of the above.
This one only has one.
Okay. Movie.
Show.
It's real life.
Wow.
We got a report of hazing of... One of like, I don't know that they call them like candy stripers anymore, but like the medical interns that don't get paid.
What are they? The volunteers
volunteers.
Wheel the people to and fro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how do you have time to haze people at work?
Like, I don't get that.
I don't have time
I barely have time to eat lunch.
We just haven't hazed you yet. Okay. So just wait. I mean, wait until week three for that. So
for the record, hazing is against compliance on company policy.
Again, I kid. I joke.
Bullying is not tolerated in the compliance line workplace, but obviously hard seltzer is, so it's fine.
that's awful. I mean, that wouldn't. And if you think about it, it's like you could see like somebody, as you said, kind of like maybe the younger kind of kids, mm-hmm. In that kind of, you know, role or whatever, doing that. But
well, and generally those kids, they volunteer. You know, you're there to learn to you know, because you have some kind of passion for it, and then people just come in and they crush it.
It's no fun. Yeah. It turns out, hey, I don't want to be a nurse anymore. Yeah. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be a dentist. I don't want to do this anymore. It's horrible.
People.
Just be kind to each other.
That's right.
All right. Reports of a teacher not having the certifications to teach their subject.
Thinking movie. Feature film. I'm really trying to figure out which one.
Real life.
Summer school.
But actually, oh my God, yes. But also, have you seen the Jeffrey Epstein documentary?
Not yet.
I'm not about to get all political on anyone, but he was teaching in the beginning of his career and he did not have any credentials.
Wow.
And when he got caught, speaking of the head of the, now I could be getting this wrong, so don't fact check me, audience. Yeah. But what ended up happening is when they found out, they looked the other way. And they ignored it. And the guy,
and then look what happened.
Yeah. And the guy that he's in.
Talk about domino effect.
And he turns around. And he said, I regret to this day, I should have a bigger deal. And then maybe his career wouldn't have gone the way that it did.
I think that's a great example of like whistleblowing.
Yeah.
Like we deal a lot. We've done a lot of shows about whistleblowing. The Ethics Experts has done a ton of shows about whistleblowing and how it's whistleblowing now could save a lot of grief and heartache and company reputation and, you know, later. So just a value of whistleblowing.
When you think about it, it's not like, oh my God, I caught him doing something bad, but I bet this is the only bad thing he's ever, like, just that one time.
No, it allowed him, right, to continue on the path of his just sheer evilness.
Right, horrendous behavior.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness.
I mean, it's almost like those behaviors or, you know, behaviors that can foreshadow that can be seen in the workplace. It's just, are we speaking up about it? Mm-hmm. And do we have, not even like just shameless plug, do you have the mechanisms in place to be able to speak up about it? Do you have a reporting hotline? Do you have a online reporting form? Do you know where to get the numbers and things for that? I think that that's hugely telling.
I mean, if you like take that and then just like pull back and think about, like, if you're not running an ethical kind of, you know, company and you don't have like a good compliance program in place, think about what you could potentially be letting happen that's going to, again, domino effect maybe further down the line. Think about if you're stopping somebody from doing something unethical and just awful right now, what you could potentially be stopping. It's like mind-blowing.
I'm giving you pens that cost $25.99 today,
but
you don't stop me, right? And everyone's getting the Tesla next year,
right? Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, I mean, it is.
Just because you said that on the air and it's recorded, I'm looking forward to my Tesla next year, Kate. All right, so did we decide whether this was a movie or real life, this professor not being licensed?
I said movie.
I said real life.
Okay, this is actually an episode of Glee. We just finished watching all the seasons of Glee with my daughter, and this Mr. Shu wasn't actually a licensed Spanish teacher, and so he decided to teach history instead, which, you know, as somebody that used to teach history, anybody can do that. Not, like, that's insulting and wrong. But I do have a kind of asterisk to this one. We did get a call last week, actually, about a pharmacist who was not licensed in the state.
Oh.
So they were licensed in another state but had been hired in a different state but did not hold that state's license.
Now, so some people might think, oh, well, you know, no big deal. And at least he had a license, you know, and he was a farmer. But no.
That's a huge risk.
It is, because there are so many different rules and regulations and requirements, et cetera, state to state. And that's why they have board certifications for states, you know.
Yeah, so. your certifications like that don't transfer across state. It's like teaching certificates. Like if you're going to teach in, if you live in South Carolina, but you have to teach in North Carolina, you can't have a South Carolina teacher's license. You have to have a North Carolina.
Some licenses do. Like I think there's some nursing licenses or whatever that actually do have like a, like if you're in like a tri-state area or whatever, you, they do that. But there's those are special ones that you have to go after. Yeah. So, but interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. A report of.
I think I'm losing, just FYI.
I do too.
I mean, naturally, because I'm winning. I have, I only have four left.
It's the speed round.
We didn't bring the bopper button in here. I'm going to try and find some sound effects.
We were afraid of workplace violence.
Because we got the Ohioan and the New Yorker. We were going to, like, hash it out.
Yeah, so. I'm really glad that you cleaned up your confetti. I didn't want to have to clean up blood, too, in the studio. Yeah. There's a report of housing discrimination as employees sold houses at elevated costs, delay appointments for African-American consumers, and charge higher interest rates to minorities.
Didn't that just happen in the news?
Did it?
I don't know.
Yeah, real life.
I think it is real life.
Real life.
Real life. This one is actually the plot of A Raisin in the Sun.
Yeah.
Can also be also real life. Oh, I mean, like, totally. It's like... Definitely happens in real life as well, but this one is specifically was that plot of A Raisin in the Sun. Hmm. But I put an asterisk real.
Totally.
As well here. So, points awarded to you, Beth.
Okay, good. All right, we're tied. Right now, I think we're tied.
Oh, you just reset the score? Yes.
You just put your finger on the table. Is that resetting the score?
I did. Reset. That was my reset.
I'm going to contest this, so just beware. I'm telling
you. You put on an online report. Blow the whistle on it.
I'm ready.
Report of a doctor sleeping with a direct supervisor and later accusing him of sexual harassment. Real or real?
Hmm. Was that doctor?
I think it's going to be both, but my official guess is real EEL.
EEL?
EEL.
Hmm. Jenny?
Jenny. I don't know why you had a Forrest Gump feel for that.
I had a Jenny.
So, see, if I actually answer the same as she did, and we're both wrong or right, we're still tied.
One of us always tells the truth, and one of us always lies.
There's some strategy happening in this room.
That was unintentional strategy.
I'm going to say real life.
This was an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I just gave it to you. You're welcome.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Report.
Let the record show.
We're down to our last two, all right, ladies. Okay. All right.
I think we start over.
Start over. Okay.
Wait, she literally keeps erasing my lead.
We started over the last time. There's evidence. There's evidence of your trickery. I think gambling is against compliance line policy.
The world will know.
If you haven't guessed by now, I am a sore loser.
The three people that are watching this live stream right now will know. Thank you, by the way, for watching this live stream. All right.
We're going to start a new hashtag Kate One. Let's get it started right now. Get it started.
Are you viral on TikTok? Because Jenny is.
I'm about to be. I'm taking clips of this.
All right. A report of a therapist disclosing personal information about himself to a patient unprofessionally.
Okay.
Want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah. A report of a therapist disclosing personal information about himself to a patient unprofessionally.
I am thinking that is a movie, and I don't know what...
Real life for the win. Oh, no, wait. There's one more card.
Sorry. You have to reset it. You have to physically say the word reset.
No, I can't use that line.
The table. You got to do it this way.
I've already wasted that line.
I'm thinking it's a movie.
I'm going real life.
This is... The plot to Good Will Hunting.
That's what I thought.
Oh my God. It you is just ruined right. that movie.
All right. Like, the whole movie is a one big compliance violation.
Yeah. And the whole time I was like, look at Robin Williams. Oh, and now I'm like,
not supposed to do that.
Robin Williams.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a Robin Williams movie that, God love him, is not a compliance violation.
Yeah, Patch Adams is riddled with compliance regulations.
Yep.
All right. We're tied.
Last one. All right.
Last one is for the win.
For the win.
Hashtag Jenny wins.
Report of homeless individuals being recruited, and if you're listening to this, it's on in quotation marks, to travel by ambulance to hospitals for unnecessary treatment. Report of homeless individuals being quote-unquote recruited to travel by ambulance to hospitals for unnecessary medical treatment.
Can I phone a friend?
You cannot.
This is not that kind
Dang
of show.
It. No. Okay,
can I Google?
Can I poll the three of you in the audience?
Can we poll you?
Mom, what do you think?
You said your kids are watching the live
my
stream.
My kids are watching the live stream.
All right. Well,
they probably know.
I guarantee my kid is not watching.
I'm going to get home and they're going to be like, I can't believe you blew that lead.
As awful as this sounds, I think this is real life.
Okay.
Okay. Now I got to go real.
Real.
Also, before I either win or lose, can I shout out?
Yes.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Johanna.
Oh, so sweet.
Do you have any shout outs?
I want to shout out to Maya Zahowski. I miss her. I wish she was here with me doing the show. So,
yeah. Instead of me, or let's just.
No, in addition to. No,
it's kind
in
of a bully.
No. What a bully. It's in addition to.
Yes. Yes, I get it.
In addition to.
The power of numbers.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
And the winner is.
This was real. It was a $10 million settlement.
Whoa.
Fraud case.
That was like a.
Yeah, because this one's crazy plot to a movie, right? Like, you think that, wow, that sounds shady. But evidently, this hospital was sending their ambulances out to recruit homeless people to come in for treatment so that they could bill Medicare.
Oh, shady, shady.
And then they would say, you know, we – because, you know, they get paid – I guess – I imagine – I don't. I'm not a Medicare expert, but, like, they get paid per
– Yeah.
individual that they treat.
I want to be in that boardroom of the two people that were like, I have an idea, and just stand there and go,
how
really though,
how can we, like, make more money?
Yeah,
let's bring in these homeless people.
How rotten to the core. Yeah. and their moral compass is so askew. Oh my gosh,
that's what I mean. Fly on the wall and just go,
you know,
at one point did anyone say maybe not?
Yeah,
maybe we don't.
Maybe
do
this is slightly, well, like, really unethical.
I think that in a nutshell, is what we do here, right? Is if to assess, you know, if I would have said this to my grandmother or presented this in front of a group of people and said, hey, what do you think about this? And any of them said, you know, that doesn't really seem above board.
Yeah.
Probably is not a good idea, and we probably shouldn't do it because it's probably a compliance violation of some sort.
Yeah.
I literally, since we're talking about movies and TV, pictured, like, Mr. Burns from The Simpsons sitting across from another Mr. Burns and being like,
yeah.
You know what we should do? Yes, we should. And I was like, somebody put Lisa in the room. Like,
actually, yeah. I was looking for compliance violations in movies and televisions, The Simpsons came up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought those would be too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's like a power plant.
There's a donut
with green slime running down the stream.
Oh my gosh,
into
that's
the
in
river.
The credits of every Simpsons episode, isn't it?
There was a donut left on the conveyor belt.
Homer, where's Homer? One of the big ones was, like, one of the things that I Googled to find these scenarios from movies and televisions is fireable offenses in television shows, because a lot of them, you know, came from, like, The Office or Parks and Rec, where they're constantly doing things that you should be fired for that are violations of either company policy or they're illegal. So it got a lot from The Simpsons, and they were like, actually, I think the only Simpsons character that has never lost his job for incompetence has been the Chief Wiggum.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
good. Now, finally, someone that I loved from TV is not a bad guy. That's good.
No, he still is. He just never got fired.
Oh. He just never got fired.
No, he's
it.
Still
You're
like
ruining my life.
He just hasn't been caught.
Oh, well.
What of these surprised you? Any of them?
No, the dementia patient one, that's just atrocious because, you know, that kind of hits close to home because, you know, those that don't know, my mom, you know, suffers from dementia. So it's like, it just like literally my stomach just soured. I'm just like, that's just, ugh, yeah, it's awful. That's why it's so important. Like when you are, you know, working with home healthcare people and whatnot, I mean, I know everybody tries to be cautious, but reliable sources and just background checks and again, just go think through like the, you know, the thing and look at the company and just make sure that they don't have any violations against them or,
but also know how to get in touch with the compliance department for who,
Because
if you, if they're going through Bayauto or any other company, just make sure that you have the paperwork for it. If I see something, how do I say something?
Yeah. And that's very key for, if you are a home healthcare, you know, company, it's important that you make sure that your hotline is available because as much as you guys would like to think that, you know, everything's amazing and, you know, I've hired the best people and I've done X, Y, and Z, there are some unfortunately evil people that get around with, you know, away with stuff. And so if you have that hotline number available to your out, you know, your at-home patient, you know, families or whatnot, then they can call in, they can report, and you can get, you know, get it nipped in the bud, you know, get it done. And
once, one thing that we learned, Jenny, you were on the show earlier, and Kate, this might be not something that you've had a chance to review yet in your week and a half here.
Tell me.
Notes, reset, is that a low amount of calls to a hotline or reports is not a good thing. It's actually a really bad thing. We learned that in the benchmark report and we've done a couple shows on it. And so, you know, a company that doesn't want reports will not advertise their number.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that they don't have compliance violations.
Yep. It's like, well, we, you know, we have a low number of, you know, and I even talked to some of our partners, you know, still they're like, yeah, well, you know, their hotline's not used that much. And I'm like, hey, can we set up a meeting and talk? Yeah. I want to kind of like, I want to make sure that they understand because they may not.
Right.
You know, they may not understand. Like I had a new, you know, compliance officer recently that I had a conversation with when I reached out to him about our benchmark report. And he's like, oh, thank you for, you know, giving me this. I'm going to like take this information. I'm going to look at it. This is going to help me greatly. You know, if they're kind of new, they might not know. And it is so important for them to be extremely aware that more reports are actually a good thing because that means that your hotline is working. You have a culture of acceptance, right? That they don't fear being retaliated against.
And it's visibility into the inner workings of your company. You're seeing what your employees are seeing and have a chance to fix things before they become, I mean, any risk is a business risk, but you're having a chance to fix them before they become exponentially larger.
If you think about it, the risk, when we talk risk, you're risking life. In some situations, it is actually a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the monetary, you know, monetary guys are, you know, just stuff that's going to stay with your company. I mean, even if you were to pay the fine, right? So you get a monetary, like, you know, fine against you, but then you have this reputation now. Right. So it's your company reputation too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just, it's a vicious cycle. Well, so
I look at it, you know, in a very simplified form, right? I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. If I say I'm going to lay on the couch and take a quick rest and all goes quiet and I let that quiet go, I might walk in to anything. But if my son comes down and says, you know, my sister's in your makeup, well, then I want to know that before I come up and I see, you
makeup
know,
all over the carpet.
The end result of it. So I want to know.
That's actually a really good analogy for,
it is a great
for
analogy.
This. I'm, like, I'm mad that I now have not thought of that analogy.
it's trademarked.
Yeah, copyrighted saying, Amanda Hosenfeld 2020.
Oh, she copyrighted it before you.
I
mean,
I think, I think you're right. Like it's better to know so I can get ahead of things than let me prevent my, you know, I mean, I know that your bougie like this, but like my $700 lipstick.
Right.
Yeah. That's how much lipstick is.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't want my $700 lipstick all around.
I don't want anyone to see my old Navy tag. give me away.
Oh, that's funny. No, that is a great analogy. That was super. I mean, because it's like as a kid, I always told on my brothers, but I'm sure my parents greatly appreciated that.
You were part of that speak up culture.
You know, they called me a rat back then, but
I saved my parents a lot of grief and suffering.
Think of what you said, or a brother jumping off the roof, or you know.
And they still did stupid stuff like that.
Well, I mean, just some of these examples, like this, the homeless individuals that were like, somebody had to blow the whistle on that.
Yeah.
Somebody had to be the one
to step up and say a moral thought. And it's like, this is not good.
And I'm sure that whoever reported this, and I don't know 100% of the details, so please, audience, correct me if I'm wrong. You can email compliancelive@compliancelive.com or tag Jenny France. but like, I'm sure that this $10 million fraud settlement was the hospital back to the government for Medicare. I mean, the person that blew the whistle didn't get a penny of that money.
Exactly.
And it was just an ethical, like I saw something.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw something that was not ethical and I reported it.
Well, that's what, you know, for me, you know, being so new, you know, I can already tell that we're all very similar, right? We're very positive, you know, upbeat people, and we want to believe that everyone is as good and positive in the world. So, you know, as you're reading through some of these, I'm like, please, please be from TV, please
right.
be from movie. And it's that feeling. But, you know, part of my week last week and this week has been listening in to our actual hotline.
Mm. I was about to ask you, how's that going?
It was eye-opening for me because, you know, sometimes you hear things, and I'm not going to share any actual information, but
of course
you hear, you know, somebody say something and you're like, that's happening. But what I love is when I'm listening, because I get to hear our, you know, intake, you know, work with these people, and you hear the stress in their voice, and you hear, you know, they're unsure if they want to continue with this conversation, and they're, you know, they sound, you know, there was one that sounded very panicked, and by the end of the call, they sound reassured, and they've been taken to a place where, you know, whatever horrific thing that they, or even the smaller things, there were a few calls that it wasn't a major violation, but they just felt the relief at the end of the call.
You do, because, you know, anytime that you're kind of, quote, you know, whistleblowing or telling on somebody or bringing something to light, I mean, you worry, and it's just, it's a burden on you, right?
Yeah.
Even though it might not be happening to you, but if you witnessed it or you know that it's going on, you know, you feel that burden and you are kind of like scared to, you know, I'm an emotional person. I would probably be that one that would be blubbering through something.
Right. I'm not even involved, but
I'm so empathetic to people that just be like, and then she does this. And like, so, and the great thing is that our reps are trained to be able to, and I'm sure you've heard this, is to kind of calm them down. And that's why we do the adaptive interview process, is because we take the time not to just go through these, you know, list of
answer
questions.
These 10 questions.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so because what happens is when they actually go through and they tell the story, not only are we getting more information, but we're letting the, you know how it is when you vent to somebody and how much better you feel.
Yeah.
Telling that whole story and getting that all kind of like off your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good, you know, for the person that's calling in, you know, their mental well-being probably. And then two, it's great for the people that have to do the investigation in the compliance area, because they've gotten that just that much more information, because we take the whole story.
Yeah.
And we got all the parties that are involved. So, and that's one of the key things, because they are scared to call in sometimes. And it is very intimidating to a certain extent. And that's why we, you know, that's why we have the live answer, right?
Yes.
So they're not sitting there on a hold in a call queue.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, because if I'm that and I'm like, I know I get frustrated when I'm trying to call, like, you know, AT&T to get something fixed and I'm on a hold. And I'm like, yeah. Hang on.
I'll call back. Right.
I'll call back. So it's very important. That's why that's one of the things. That's why it's one of the big things that we kind of stand on.
Yeah.
As a company, because we feel that, you know, it's better for us to bring in more reps to answer calls live, to have that piece of the, you know, that piece there, than to go to a call queue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think just to kind of sum it up is like these individuals, the real ones, real life ones, excuse me, they're not getting anything from reporting.
Yeah.
Like they're not, there's very few times where we'll take a call while somebody will say, well, what do I get out of this? I've never taken a call like that. And I would probably be hard pressed to find an agent that ended the call with,
what's my reward?
Yeah. Do I get a reward for this?
Where's my money?
I mean, there are some,
so go ahead and fire her and I'll take her job. Is that cool?
Well, there are some compliance, violations that federally could be monetized. That's mm-hmm. there are like laws, whistleblower laws and things like that, that some people, I think that was in an earlier show that we've put out, that are monetized if you report, especially from to the federal government. But, you know, people just want to do the right thing and let people know that this is a dangerous or risky or scary or unethical situation that's happening. So, yeah, that's, you guys did great. I will now announce the winner, and it is me.
I knew she was going to say
I
that.
Am the winner. Yeah, please be careful, because yes, it does.
Teresa, did you say?
Well, guys, our Ubers are coming in a few minutes, so, yeah, that was the fast
move, and I don't have my pots and pans.
Were you going to do your dance move?
I can do my dance video ones, but the vast majority of my TikToks now are my cooking videos, so feel free to find me out on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Shameless plug.
So I would like to state for the record that is unethical, or I'm kidding. But while you are out on social media, Compliance Line does not have a TikTok.
Nope.
Jenny said I couldn't have a TikTok for Compliance Line because I legitimately asked her this morning.
I said, not the platform for us.
Fine.
But Instagram has reels now.
We'll talk later.
We'll talk later. Yeah. But you can find us out on Instagram at Compliance Line. You can find us at Twitter, on Twitter at Compliance Live. You can find us on Facebook at our company page, Compliance Line, and especially our big, we put a ton of material on our LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
At our company page on Compliance Line. We're going to clip up the show. So we'll put you guys in like 30-second nuggets of you failing this real or real nugget test.
I just remember getting them right. So
I will only clip out ones where you got the answers right.
Yeah, please.
And then mine will all be like the losing ones. So
if you enjoyed this live stream, or if you're listening to it secondhand on the podcast and want to join the live stream next time, you can find subscribe to our YouTube channel. Oh, Shane and Johanna said hi. Aww, sorry, we got a YouTube comment.
Aww.
We never get a YouTube comment, so that's thank awesome. You for commenting.
I love that. That is so cute.
That is very sweet. My daughter didn't comment. It's fine. Whatever. But please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We clip out every show into bite-sized pieces, but we also put all of our full shows out for consumption. We've had some really, really great shows lately, so check all of those out. And did I miss anything? Do we have anything else?
I think we got it covered.
Yeah. But I'm going to go home, and my kids are going to ask for a compliance line for every time I don't give them a cookie. So maybe having them watch this was a bad
was
idea.
Was a bad idea.
I'm rethinking this.
Mom, your ethics are. I don't believe that you're adhering to the values of this family, Mom.
Don't give them extra ideas.
You're welcome, Shane and Joanna. All right. Well, for Compliance Live, I'm Amanda Hosenfeld.
I'm Jenny Fran.
And I'm Kate Smith.
And stay compliant. All right. Now I got to make sure that I'm in the live stream appropriately.
End stream. End.